Uncle C back in the office, and in this video today we're going to be having a little story time. And this story time is very near and dear to my heart because within the past 3 days over 555 men have joined my Relationship Mastery Secrets Facebook group. This is a place where men can interact when their wives pull back and they start to look for answers that they once have not found. Now, upon all of these enrollments, I see story after story after story. Some of these men I work very closely with, other men are just new to the group. And I'm gonna cut right to the meat and beans, okay? Right to the heart and soul of today's video, because not only did this shock me, but when I've enrolled that many men in the past week and I've seen story after story after story, exposing the truths of masculinity, exposing the truths of female nature, exposing the truths of what is broken in culture, and basically breaking every single fundamental lie that men consistently believe when it comes to women and love and traditional living, that this totally blew my mind. I'm gonna keep his name private, as I usually do. I'm going to break this down, and then at the end of this video, I'm going to give an analogy why the beta male always gets crushed, heartbroken, cheated on, and never fulfilled. Let's play this. Keep his name private. He goes, "I think I felt that she presented me with issues and did what I could do in my ability, and I did what was in my ability to do in order to address them." So what was he doing? Every time she would have an issue, he would placate to her needs to try to save it. He goes, "She has stated that she felt I was never around and that I didn't show her enough love and that I didn't show her I loved her through gifts, etc. Fact is, for the first, here's where it gets good. Fact is, for the first part of our marriage, we lived paycheck to paycheck, and I didn't have a lot extra. I worked 3 jobs so she could stay home at the kids, so she could stay home with the kids. Notice, here's where it gets good, which is what she said she wanted. The theme I'm going to hammer into your head throughout the entirety of this video is what makes logical sense in your head for how a relationship should operate will never ever make emotional sense in a woman's heart. And because of that, you have to understand how backwards things are getting twisted. And then when men see these realities, they put 2 and 2 together. I worked 3 jobs so she could stay home with the kids, which is what she stated that she wanted. She verbally expressed this and then turned around and said, "You weren't there for me." Now look at the next paragraph. He goes, "I have supported everything she wanted to do. He was there for her. He tended to her needs. He made sure he provided. He made sure he protected. He was a good husband, a good father. He was there for the family. I see this shit 100 times per day. This is what I see. This is my field of expertise. This is what I do for men, is I help them unplug from these narratives that leave them burned." Okay. "I have supported everything she wanted to do, even when it didn't make great sense." Here's where he went wrong. When it didn't make great sense, he still let her lead. This is where he should have exerted his leadership abilities in order to truly make the best decision and the best outcome for the entirety of the family, but he didn't. He got soft, he went with her needs, and he thought that he would be rewarded in the long run. False. "But we found a way to make it work." He puts in parentheses what she wanted to do. "Even to the point of opening a gym, which she said was her dream in the middle of a pandemic." So he's on purpose doing things he should not be financially to hopefully get praise for the feminine. This is what every man does. Let's put up the next picture. He goes, "She told me she doesn't know about divorce, but definitely wants to separate. She won't tell me if she loves me or acknowledges me when I do." So this man verbally says, "I love you," verbally says, "I will do whatever I can to fix it," verbally says, "Hey honey, I've built companionship with you for probably a decade. We have children together. Please work with me to save this." It does not matter. When you try to negotiate logically with a woman on why she should love you, it defeats the entire purpose, and this woman probably checked out mentally years ago. Women will always leave a man months or even years prior to actually making that move. They leave mentally first. You're gonna notice with the pullback from intimacy. You're going to notice with the pullback of withdrawing connection, withdrawing companionship. This is what women do. He goes, "My plan at this point is not to beg or plead, but to do me, which I haven't in a long time, and let her go. Hopefully she will figure out what she wants. It's dead from here. She's gone." He goes, "I'll be honest and say I want reconciliation. I don't want this to be the end. And to complicate the matter, here's what I couldn't believe. This is why I have this in the entire video. This is why I made this video today. I'm a pastor. I stand to lose my church, my house, my livelihood, all over this. This is a man who believes in his faith, who's a pastor, who does what is right, who lives by his own code and his own fundamental truths, who was there in every way, shape, and form for his family. And you know what happened? He got screwed. Because this is what's not being talked about today between men and women. This is not what's talked about today between people. This is not what's talked about today amongst men. The fundamental root of masculine strength and power and assertiveness and leadership and dominance is the key in order to have a happy, healthy, stable, successful marriage, successful family, successful life. Notice, every time this woman looked onto this man for times of strength to man up and make the right decisions, to lead the family the proper way, when she would test him and throw certain things his way, what would he do? He would bend and break to please the feminine. In actuality, when he was hoping his best to wear his heart on his sleeve, to interact with that woman in a way that showed that he cared, she pulled back and bit down on him even harder, because what this proved when times got tough is he will go weak. He went weak with what's between the woman's legs. He went weak for her beauty. He went weak for her companionship. And he went weak for her love. Why do weak men consistently get burned by women? Because you have to understand that that woman is hardwired to reject you. If you show any weakness in any way, shape, or form, if you lose the root, if you lose your nuts between your leg, she ain't gonna want you. Doesn't matter how nice you are. Doesn't matter how caring you are. Doesn't matter how giving you are. Doesn't matter if you had the best outlook for the family. She starts to get a hint that even if you're good, when shit hits the fan, she can't depend on you. You can't bring that strength that she needs to actually feel feminine. And this is what I see. What I'm seeing is men who are going through a radical cultural change right now. Men who actually do not understand fundamentally how to navigate a relationship, what it means to be a man, how to even attract a woman. And if you look at how it's going, why do women know how to attract any man that they want, but the value of a man is so low he has to fight, kick, beg, and plead just to attract a girl? When sixes have a Snapchat inbox of 45 and men who are eights, nines, and tens struggle to get a second date, you know that there is something fundamentally broken with how men carry themselves to actually engage a woman today. Now, moving on, you are probably in one of two boats. Either A, you cannot attract a woman. And if that is you, I want you to go down below and book a call with my brother Cole. He is running consults, interviews I should call them, for the one-to-one Masculinity Mastered Full Stack MBT 1%er program. If you want the opportunity to potentially work one-to-one with me inside my best training, my best consulting groups, this is where you're going to want to go. If you're a man struggling in a current marriage, your wife is pulling back, you don't know why, I want you to go down below and join my free group Relationship Mastery Secrets. From there, I'm going to be hooking you up with a husband survival guide, and then a member of my team is going to reach out to you to see if you want to potentially work one-to-one with me. If you like the video, I want you to hit the like button. I want you to comment and subscribe, and we will see you in the next one.